This new study, it's disturbing, maybe enlightening, but finds that there are certain qualities in men, especially when it comes to their heart rates, that may make them more likely to become violent criminals. And based on the resting heart rate they have, the slower, the more likely to be violent criminals. Is there any real potential truth to that? Let's ask Dr. Joel Kahn. He is a cardiologist here in Michigan at the University of Michigan, right?
No, actually, it's cool. I went there, but I'm at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan now. It's all good.
At Beaumont.
Go green. It's cool.
Gotcha. And you're a nationally known holistic heart doctor. Now, the study itself, this idea that those the men that have these slow resting heart rates may become violent criminals, how does that ring to you?
It rings to me a common statement in science that association doesn't prove causation. And that's a whole lot of big words.
Yeah.
It means, you know, they had a reason to look at it. There have been a few reports about this, and maybe something which connects low heart rate and future criminal violence. And then they looked at 700,000 people and heart rates and, you know, 18 years of follow-up and future criminal records. So there's some basis, but you know, is it a coincidence? Is there something about people with low heart rates we're not getting? Do they sleep bad? Is their environment bad? Is their diet bad?
One theory is that men with these lower heart rates have lower levels of physiological arousal, and they try to boost the heart rate by doing things that are dangerous or illegal. Do you buy that?
Yeah, kind of thrill seekers, you know. But my response as a cardiologist would be, you don't know if your heart rate's low. I mean, you're not aware of it 99 times out of 100. If your heart rate's 45 or 48, which is low, or if it's 68 or 70, which is more normal, you're not going to feel different. So, you know, there's work to be done here before you check your child's pulse and say, oh my God, we've got a criminal in the house whose heart rate's 48. I think we got some work to do.
So, are you saying that if you have a low heart rate, you don't feel more relaxed than if you have a higher heart rate?
Well, within the range of relative normal, we see as a heart specialist, 50 to 100 is normal. And, you know, this was the lowest heart rates compared to the highest heart rates. But you wouldn't feel, if you're, you know, 16 years old and your heart rate's 48 and your heart rate's 88, you wouldn't feel any difference.
Right. Now, isn't that a good thing? I think I remember hearing that, I mean, especially athletes, they have these really low resting heart rates. Is that not a sign of health, or am I wrong there?
It can generally be if you're training and you're really there working in the gym or the treadmill or whatever you're doing, that can be a sign that you're getting physically sick, that, you know, your heart's so strong it doesn't take as many beats per minute to get those gallons to the whole body. The heart's actually doing more by pumping. You know, but these were measurements made in teenage years, and then they were followed, you know, into their mid-30s and 40s.
So it's not an interesting conversation. Yeah,
it's not, an interesting conversation.
Having a low heart rate that does not indicate any particular quality of health, anything like that?
Well, that's a very smart question of you. A low heart rate can sometimes be a sign of low thyroid function, poor thyroid function. Your thyroid gland, you know, regulates your metabolism through your body. Low thyroid in young people is relatively uncommon, but our environment now is packed with chemicals that affect our thyroid. The bottle of water you drink with, the toothpaste you brush your teeth with, the paper that you get from McDonald's that has your receipt, all these things can affect your thyroid function. So it could actually be that further research will show that, you know, but if you're low thyroid, it can affect your personality. If you're low thyroid, it can affect your decision making.
Yeah. So they
didn't even look at that.
When somebody comes in and has a heart rate of, what, 45, 48, is that... Does that concern you? Is that something you investigate further, or is that not that abnormal?
I refuse to see them anymore because of the risk that they may get virus. Now, that is actually just for the audience. If they're walking in for some other reason, blood pressure, give me a heart check, my cholesterol's high, and my heart rate's 48, it doesn't require any workup. If they're dizzy, lightheaded, don't feel they have the stamina, the energy, might put one of those 24-hour monitors on them, might do a stress test to see if the heart rate will go up normally to 150, 160, 170 in a young person. So, you know, it's we got some work to do on this criminal theory. Although you got to say, you don't see many studies with 700,000 subjects.
Dr. Joel Kahn, cardiologist. Find him online, Dr. Joel Kahn, K-A-H-N.com, drjoelkahn.com. Dr. Kahn, thank you.
That's darn nice, Ian. You guys have a great and very healthy day.
Yep, you too.